This is a guided contemplation for reflecting on and cultivating gratitude. Sitting comfortably erect, begin with just simply noticing the experience of living in a body. Basic sensory experience of pressure where your body contacts whatever surface you're sitting on. The way your limbs are arranged. The feeling of cloth on your skin. And the sensation of breathing. The goal of any meditation practice is to cultivate a persistent flow of subjective experience that is shaped by benevolent intention. To foster that, in addition to focusing attention on the sensation of breathing, notice the feeling in the middle of your chest, in the area between the breastbone and the spine. Not the beating of the heart, but any experience that you might notice there might be a feeling of pressure, fullness. It might seem to be void of feeling, which oddly enough is also a feeling. It might even seem to be uncomfortable. Practice associating the awareness of breathing in and breathing out with an ongoing curiosity about what might be noticed in the middle of your chest. And now add into this pattern of aware attention, silent repetition of this phrase. May I be wise, and happy, and peaceful, with an ease of well-being. You might associate the repetition of the phrase with the rhythm of your breathing and focus attention on the center of your chest. May I be wise, happy, and peaceful with an ease of well-being. Whenever the mind wanders away, just simply be mindfully aware of this and gently redirect the flow of the energy of your attention back to the breath, the middle of your chest, and the mantra, May I be wise, happy, and peaceful, with an ease of well-being. Be assured that each one of those words has some associative memory buried in your subconscious. Your subconscious understands what being wise feels like. The feeling of happiness, the calm of peacefulness, the ease of well-being. So sincerely repeating the mantra elicits those feelings. Be wise, happy, and peaceful with an ease of well-being. Just imagine that you are cultivating a channel, a flow of heartfelt kindness that moves through your mind and your body, nurturing and building a sense of well-being, kindness, compassion. of course, your attention will wander. As soon as you notice it, bring focused attention back to the sensation of breathing. Whatever is noticeable in the middle of your chest, in a sincere but silent repetition of the mantra. May I be wise, happy, and peaceful with an ease of well-being. This practice is like having a tuner. And the more you repeat the mantra, the more finely tuned the feeling of kindness and compassion becomes. The more persistent the quality of kindness appears in your awareness. And with this increasing unification of wholesome intention emerges a feeling of joy. And with that joy comes gratitude. See if you can identify that joyful feeling of appreciation, thankfulness, gratitude. As you reflect on simply being alive, the miracle of being alive. Heart beats automatically. The lungs breathe. Blood carries nutrition throughout the body. Keep all the cells alive. So while I encourage you to sincerely focus in the middle of your chest in this emerging feeling of kindness and compassion, also reflect on all the aspects of life that we can be grateful for, that we take for granted. We can walk through the house and switch on lights and we have electricity. We can cook with it. Keep ourselves warm. We have running water. All we have to do is go to a tap and turn it on. We have fresh, potable water. See if you can be sensitive to the miracle of that with gratitude and joy. May I be happy and peaceful with an ease of well-being. Combine that with the wisdom of realizing all the things that we can be grateful about. Not necessarily large things in life, but everyday events. The vitality of being alive, the comfort of shelter, convenience of being able to go to the local store and purchase food rather than having to go hunt it down or other extreme efforts so many in the world have to go through to simply eat. Grateful for good health. If we're not healthy now, grateful for times when we were healthy. Despite what we might read about or hear about in the news, we can be grateful for our safety. Generally, this time in the history of the world is the safest ever, despite what you might be exposed to in the news. It's useful to cultivate wisdom regarding the reality of our day-to-day life experience. Appreciate the ease, the comfort that comes with living at this place on the planet, at this time of world history. May we be wise, happy, and peaceful, with an ease of well-being socially, enjoying and appreciating whatever human connections we might have that are pleasant, uplifting. It's also beneficial to reflect with gratitude on all the things that we can do that we take for granted. We can read. We can listen to music. We can walk through the neighborhood. We can enjoy the company of friends. Let this spirit of kindness become larger and larger in your awareness. And with it, joy and gratitude for the blessings that we have, that we take for granted. We can communicate with each other over long distances quite conveniently. We can travel long distances with much more convenience and safety than at any other time in history. It's possible that your mind will come up with issues that are uncomfortable, where it's challenging to feel gratitude. Simply notice them and then redirect the flow of your attention back to sensation of breathing, whatever might be noticed in the middle of your chest, and sincere repetition of the mantra, may I be wise, happy, and peaceful with an ease of well-being. It's also useful to reflect with gratitude on this practice of meditative training, learning how to intentionally cultivate goodwill, benevolence, and gratitude. See if you can notice that when you're in the groove of cultivating loving kindness and gratitude, There's a quality of being uplifted, buoyancy. Contrast that with the struggle and the heaviness that comes when the mind is troubled, doubting, dull and heavy. Cultivation of gratitude has been proven psychologically to cultivate resilience to stress. So practice this cultivating of loving kindness and grateful joy. Another way to cultivate joy and gratitude is to focus attention on a relationship with another person, family member, child, someone who you find to be really easy to enjoy being in their company. It might be a pet. But intentionally reflect on the quality of that experience and realize the joy that comes with that and the gratitude that emerges from that joy. So for the remainder of this contemplation, find a focus that seems to be most likely to cultivate persistent and strong feeling of joy and gratitude. It might be some event in your life, it might be some capability that you have, it might be a relationship, might be simply the fact that you really appreciate the benefits of regular meditation practice. Just keep bringing your attention to the breath, the feelings in the middle of your chest, the mantra associated with loving kindness, and this contemplation that seems to bring joy to the mind and gratitude. Imagine that every time you repeat the mantra, every time you breathe in and breathe out, it amplifies, strengthens, and makes more stable this feeling of joy and gratitude. Thank you for your practice. I wish you well.